what are you seeing as popular uses for this technology?
I mean, for us, I mean, we only have to look at some of our kind of cool product offerings. Customs is clearly one that comes to mind. It's something that all of our customers struggle with in some shape or form. It's a really interesting space where, in my mind, you have a kind of, you have to evaluate what you have and what you've been provided in terms of documentation, but that data can be in any form, whether it's documents, emails, APIs, EDIs, tribal knowledge, all of the above, really. So it's partly understanding what you have, but then also partly understanding what you need. So if you're importing electronics from Korea, very different to importing bananas from Panama. And what you have to do in both of those scenarios is quite different. And so you kind of have to really grasp and kind of get your head around all of those pieces. And that's also where AI is great. It helps define what you have, but it can also help to increasingly build an understanding of what you need. And again, millions and millions and millions of customs declarations out there, in many cases being done manually. There has to be some kind of oversight. Clearly, it's an incredibly regulated environment that does need human oversight. But a lot of the legwork that leads up to it, what we might call customs prep, is definitely something that AI is very well suited to. And something that I think is going to get a lot more attention in the, I guess, the months and the years to come, and a large part of our business. Another product that we have that is particularly relevant is on the accounts payable side. A lot of work and effort goes into understanding that and about what our customers are being asked to pay accurately reflects the rates that they've been quoted, all the other kind of details that are part of that AP process. And there we're finding tremendous use cases for AI as well. I could go on, like you mentioned, there's bookings, there's all the other type of orchestration elements. But there's some of the kind of two real tangible use cases that we deliver. But again, I think it's a growth area across the board, across that kind of shipment, that whole shipment lifecycle.